I'm on my way out now.
Excuse me, sir.
You know, gotta have somebody put it on my books up here. As early as I can. You don't have to come visit me, but if they want to come visit me or somebody, whatever, that's okay. But you can come and visit me if you want to. But you don't have to. Just run that package up and head back that way or something.
Excuse me, sir. Does someone have to have ID or anything to do that?
I don't know nothing about it because I've never been down in that particular manner, but I never wasted my energy or thoughts on that particular avenue.
Yes, sir. The brother said himself and the brother Ansel Muhammad, so-called Khalid, will come up there.
Okay, they're heading this way. Okay, then you could have came if you wanted to.
Yes, sir. I'll get dressed. I'll come up there.
Yeah, so you can bring them in here right quick.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Here come whoever said that. He doesn't know, they're not old enough to talk right in the proper language. Oh, that was a child talking. No, the one is, okay. So that's what I said. Is everybody with me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
All right, I'm with me now.
Ansel Muhammad, so-called Rochelle.
Ansel Muhammad, so-called Monique.
And Ansel Muhammad, so-called Momo.
Ansel Muhammad, so-called Tasha.
I thought you
were
headed out the door. You said you were headed out the door. Instead of to die tonight, you should have been headed out the door.
Yeah, the sister.
They wasn't ready. Just keep going out the door, then back in the door and out the door. So the person said, what you doing? I'm headed in and out the door now.
But we need to call the sister, sir, because she's waiting on you to call for you to talk to her this morning.
Are you going
to
call her again?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead, try it again. Okay, but I want you to write that down, what I'm talking about.
Okay, yes, sir.
And then pass it on to the sir hands of the hands of the people around it.
Okay, yes, sir.
Don't talk to me like that.
I want to go.
Oh, okay. Yes, can I have 6501, please?
Of course, you have that.
Well, they got all this stuff hooked up to me now. They're monitoring me.
Are they mine?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you had some pain?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Well, I was about to say, what time did you get?
We done with all the business.
Who took it down there? I mean, what woke you up?
I was wet.
Oh, you were wet? The
yes,
water snake burst?
Huh?
Wait, the water snake?
Yes,
wet?
Sir.
Oh, wait. Water snake burst?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
I think I'm wet again.
Huh?
Huh? I was just telling this nurse, I think I'm wet again, just as I said that to you.
Oh. Yeah, well, who's all there? Which two?
Answer so-called Cookie and answer so-called D.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Did you put you in a wheelchair when you got there?
Yes, sir.
What color was the wheelchair?
Brown.
You know what I'm talking about, huh?
Yes, sir.
I was telling you about the picture.
Yes, sir.
The only thing that was different other was there was a male gender there, but I didn't see that part in the picture.
Yes, sir.
You know, the vision, but I did see the wheelchair.
Yes, sir.
But the wheelchair was green. That was because you're so-called name.
Yes, sir.
And the brown wheelchair was because my so-called name. Brown.
Huh?
I said the brown because the brown should be my so-called name. Brown.
Yes, sir.
Have you been down there all night?
Yeah. Well, I went to sleep last night. When I woke up this morning, it was like I thought I had to go to the bathroom, right? Yeah. And I usually I'll say, well, I can't get up yet if I move. I'm going to pee on myself. And then when I went to get up, that's it was just running all down my legs.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir, I know.
And she's running on the phone on the same month every year.
No, sir.
You always phone on a different month. First of your child and the birth of Master Wallace Farad Muhammad, isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
And running into the birth of the so-called remote control unit because it's from the Pisces to the Aries.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
And it also, like I said, it fell on the birth of Master Wallace Farad Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
So there, that alone is is the base number of applying of the change of the dawning of the new day.
Yes, sir.
That must come in.
Yes,
and it is coming in.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? So therefore, the people that listen in on these conversations that we're having, they also utilize that.
Oh, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So they know us too. Remember, you're not the only one. You got a positive and a negative listening to you. You got 85% and a 10% and a 5% of those other sides that are listening. That means Caucasian people are people who work for this government and system and society.
Yes, sir.
You understand? So in these conversations that is being listened, they got to have a member and then just a regular person. You understand? Remember that a representative is what they have there. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The other hand, that means in the Caucasian, when they do not leave just a savage person, they're listening in on these tapes.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
They got to have one that belongs to the secret lodge members or the secret society that's sitting there so it's untampered with.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? That's why when a police car, they usually have two riding or they have two police cars, the one is a backup, because you got one that is a savage policeman that's just a policeman that don't really understand the teachings of it, and then you got that one that belongs to some form of the lodge, the Elks member, the Moose Lodge, the Eagle Hall, or something like that. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
yes, sir.
They don't allow one of them to travel all by himself because they know that that person is a savage.
Yes, sir.
They know that that person is subject to do anything if he doesn't belong to any of the lodges and study the secret societies that govern and control the world.
Yes, sir.
So it's the same way all the way through. They just don't allow judges neither just to sit up there in that courtroom either. Because they put security on top of security on top of security on top of security. That's why when usually one is talking to you, there's got to be two there.
Yes, sir.
They would have to be in a spiritual realm of the Holy City of Mecca.
Yes, sir.
And that is the new Holy City of Mecca, the new city of Jerusalem, which is known as North America.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So we would have to come out of the thoughts before we get into the materialistic aspect of the kingdom of heaven. We got to first remember the spiritual thought of it has to be brought in. So right now we're into the spiritual thought, and we know that this is going to be the new holy city of Mecca, the new city of Jerusalem, where there will be 12 gates open in different directions where each tribe will come to transact their business, because they will no longer transact business as they do nation to nation. All they do is bring their goods to here, and we distribute it. The offspring of the 144,000 American so-called liquid offspring, and those offspring of the ones 1,000 years later to come back over here, they will be the one that distribute it according to what the people need.
Yes, sir.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
So, please, now you got to understand this here. Now, you didn't. This is something that a lot of you have never been told yet. But I tell myself, I know all this stuff anyway. But the thing is here, that the kingdom of heaven by the Holy Quran, for those who enter the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven and overcome. Do you know what it says the kingdom of heaven is? They will recline by the valleys of the Niles on fine silk couches, and they will have fair skin, dark hair, dark eyed, burdened mates for their appetites. Ain't that what he said, Brother Esther?
He's not present, sir.
What's the extension? Excuse me, sir. We getting ready to transfer the phone over there so you can keep on talking to her.
Oh, she finna go in there?
No, she getting ready to go to another room because we in the recovery room right now.
All right. Okay, then. I love you, sister.
Well, we don't have to hang out. We can transfer the phone over there.
Oh, you can? Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay.
Is anybody with me out there still?
Yes, sir.
Okay, but that's Mr. Brady out there?
No, sir.
Okay, but in the Holy Quran, you ask any Muslim brother here to tell you that for him who overcomes and makes it into the Garden, there will be fair-skinned, dog-haired, dog-eyed, burnt maidens for the appetite. But what about the females that make it in?
Yes, sir.
So these are things that you ask. What kind of heaven is they talking about then? Because remember, like I told you, are those 144,000 black children up to the age of 12 that leave here that are all male children, no females?
Yes, sir.
Did any of you know that?
No, sir.
What now? Oh, the 144,000?
They're all black male children up to the age of 12, no females.
Yes, sir.
Did all of you have that knowledge? Or anybody out there didn't have it? Anybody out there didn't have that knowledge?
I didn't have that knowledge, sir.
But now you have it. Okay, but that's the 144,000, because you got to remember this here. If you take an aboriginal child, if you take an aboriginal male and an aboriginal female, and you made them, what would the child always be?
Aboriginal.
They told you that the original man is the angelic black man to make it on the claim of the planet of God of the universe. Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
There's a pure breed of tribe of sisters that they have over there that God has been tampered with. Isn't that true? So they're going to graft them back into the original being again.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
this
sir.
Is the process. They have to be refined back into that. You know, there's a pure tribe of sisters over there. That have, those are fair-skinned, dog-eyed, dog-haired maidens. Those are those that would be married to those children that leave here, the 144,000. But the females that will leave here will be a one body, one mind, one soul under the name of Ansel Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
But that 144,000 black children up to the age of 12, that's why it says that their wives will be waiting on them in the kingdom of heaven. They will be married to a different set of wives.
You're right.
Because they have not been married. And to see up to that age, they know no wrong.
Yes, sir.
The offspring that the ones that are going to produce that child is the followers of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, not us, the answers.
But the followers.
But the true believers. Followers of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that's where that 144,000 comes out, because the FYIs over there will die here.
Yes, sir, I had that knowledge. Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, at the time that Pharaoh tells them to take the peoples and go, he's going to call out his special troops, you know, Pharaoh being the president. He's going to tell the rest of them, stop them at all costs. When the great exodus start taking place, those in the lower area will exodus into Canada, those in the upper area will exodus into Canada, those in the lower area will exodus into Mexico. We will have secret holding grounds prior before then. Do you understand what I'm saying? And we have to move the traffic. We'll be in caravans, moving slow. There'll be the exodus of the first one, once whatever it is old, until 6 years old. Then they'll have the next ones in the chain of transport. And we have to move with the traffic, looking normal, so they just think it's a normal alley that's easing towards the borders to head out.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? The borders will be sealed off by people's own as Red Guard, Red China.
Yes, sir.
They're infiltrating up into those particular areas right now. That's what you got, the great masses of people moving around on the planet.
Uh-huh.
You understand the immigrants, because they will seal off the borders and they will not part, and they're not coming into America. You understand? Because Canada and Mexico is not America. America is the one that's going to be taken and destroyed. Mr. Babylon, can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So there will be a secret password that with the caravans that they would speak when they get to the Red Sea, and the Red Sea would part to let them and the children through.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, now the army that's coming behind them, that special task force that America will secretly then order to, from the lodge members too, that will be secretly then ordered to come out to stop them, well, then that's where the FYIs play their role. They have to go behind and slow it down, not to stop them.
Okay.
But to slow it down.
Yes, sir.
Because the prophecy has to be fulfilled. This is where they will lay down their lives. Can you understand what I'm saying there? The Muslim black brothers, they go see. That's why he had to put them on a special dietary law so the child would be born with certain type of powers.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me? Did you get it out there? The book is out there. You'll get it because the Quran got it. Because you got that phone. Never talk to the Quran. The Quran will send the book. Or if you talk to him, he knows you're real. He'll send the book on the side of the mathematics of the destruction.
Yes, sir. Sir, we're leaving now, sir.
Well, I thought you were gone.
I'm waiting on the sister to get dressed.
Your mind was up there, so